This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. President Donald Trump's attempt to pardon former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters runs counter to commonly held interpretations of the Constitution. Peters was convicted on state charges, and her attorney, Peter Ticton, says he anticipates the Supreme Court will need to determine if pardon powers extend beyond federal crimes.
This case, in fact, is the poster child case for this argument, because you got to look at what the founders were thinking when they wrote every single line of the Constitution. What did they mean?
Last year, Peters was convicted on charges related to allowing unauthorized access to Mesa County voting equipment. She's serving almost 9 years at a state facility in Pueblo. Nearly 250 Coloradans are now hospitalized with flu, according to the state health department. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
That's four times the number of people hospitalized with influenza compared with a month ago, according to the state's viral respiratory dashboard. The rate of tests coming back positive continues to rise. So does flu detected in wastewater. About a quarter of Coloradans have gotten a flu shot. Children's Hospital Infectious Diseases Dr. Suchitra Rao says it can take 2 weeks for the body's immune system to get an appropriate response to the vaccine.
So if you're thinking about doing that before the holidays, the time to do it is really now.
Colorado is seeing its highest hospitalization rate for flu since early March. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In Grand Junction this weekend, plenty of sun with temps in the mid-50s. This is CPR News.